grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. John the Baptist is the central figure in the worship of the church on this fourth Sunday in Advent. St. Luke, in his Gospel, introduces John's ministry with these words, "As the people were in expectation, as the people were in expectation." And it is that word expectation which perhaps best describes the focus of our worship on this last Sunday in Advent, this last Sunday before Christmas comes. In an ancient prayer for the morning of Christmas Eve, the church prays, "O God, our Savior, you make us glad with the yearly expectation of your coming." The yearly expectation of your coming. Not only the expectation of the coming of Christ in the manger of Bethlehem, but also the expectation of his coming at that last and great day to bring to completion the work of our salvation begun in that lowly manger. Yes, the word which best describes the church's worship on this last Advent Sunday is the word expectation. And because that is so, our worship this morning invites us to think about life itself as expectation. Life itself as expectation. Well, you don't have to live very long to learn how expectation is so often disappointed, sometimes cruelly disappointed. And it seems to me that the Christmas season itself can be something of a setup for disappointed expectations as we try to recapture the innocent happiness of Christmas past, perhaps remembered through a golden haze when we were little children. Yes, the Christmas season can be a setup for disappointment. So true is this that there are, in fact, some churches which now have services which are not called, as you'd expect, a white Christmas, but rather a blue Christmas, as in a case of the blues. Some years ago, a psychiatrist I knew spoke some words which I think aren't just gallows humor, but have about them something of the ring of truth. And this is what the psychiatrist said: "There's no problem so bad that Christmas can't make it worse." Those who've suffered terrible loss in the year now ending, those for whom life is generally bleak indeed, know just how true that unfortunately happens to be. Yes, life itself is all about expectation, and the death of expectation is the death of hope, and without hope, no one can live. So what then can we expect of life? Perhaps even more important, what can we expect of God? what can we expect of God? This much to be sure, His gracious and sustaining presence, whatever comes our way. In the epistle we heard read on this last Sunday before Christmas, we heard some words of St. Paul, which he wrote while he was in prison. Yet what does the imprisoned Paul have to say? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice, the Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand. At hand in the manger of Bethlehem, at hand in the sacrament of his body and blood, at hand every day, at hand in the end of the day, the end of life, the end of the world. So what can we expect of God? His always gracious and sustaining presence. The Lord is at hand. Because God the Son once came among us as Mary's child, as Emmanuel, which means God with us, we Christians live our lives in joyful expectation, not so much of something as of someone. We expect the Lord Jesus to be our Emmanuel, God with us. We expect him to come in the end of the day, in the end of life, in the end of the world. The Nicene Creed, in which we confess our faith at this and every divine service, in fact, ends on the note of expectation. We just said in the Creed, I look for the resurrection of the dead. But what the original language of the Creed actually says is, I await, I desire, I eagerly look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. And the reason you and I expect and look for that wonderful fulfillment is because you and I, as Christians, have already to some degree experienced something of that life and joy that await us in the end. Oh, that expectation is often enough clouded by all of life's fuss and bother. And at times it can seem as if we are all but drowning in all our pressing daily cares and concerns. But we can never completely forget that joy, that new life which has already begun to shine in Christ. And we can therefore never completely abandon the expectation of its fulfillment. Now, on this last Sunday in Advent, we expect with joy the yearly celebration of our Savior's coming in humility. But all the joy of the Christmas festival, which is almost here, is but a pale reflection of the joy which will fill the whole creation when that same Savior comes again in glory to make all things new. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. Amen.